The Jawbreaker and the Sound Ticklers, an EFL World of Phonics for Young Learners by Stella Pallavicino. Jack and Ginny went up the hill to find a mobile signal. Jack fell down and dropped his phone into a big sweet jar, and Ginny came tumbling after. Unfortunately, a jawbreaker flew into Ginny's mouth. A lady saw the scene and came out of the sweet shop and cried, "Help! The poor girl cannot talk. What a tragedy!" Jawbreakers are sweets that stick to your mouth. Behind children's teeth, they find a comfy sofa and get long sleeps. So Jack took a stick and, like a flash, went to hit Ginny's jaw.
"Stop!" cried the lady. "Get help! Please help!"
A girl that was near heard the lady clearly. She ran over and said,
"Just behind the upper teeth, jawbreakers find a comfy sofa where they like to sleep. But they cannot resist tickles, so follow my tricks."
Turn the tip of your tongue into feathers and push with the tip against the jawbreaker that is behind your lips. Then push and push more and suddenly let it go. The JG sound ticklers will be heard and push the jawbreaker away. So Ginny did just as the girl said.
"Goodbye, jawbreaker," she said with a grin.
That's how the children learn to frighten jawbreakers away. Here's the trick. Sound ticklers in Jack go j, j, j to push jawbreakers away. So if you fear jawbreakers, remember this trick. J in Jack, J in Ginny, words are the sound ticklers that push these giant sweets away. The end.